Hi, welcome or welcome back to the Faith Talks podcast. It is so good to have you here. For those of you who don't know me, those of you who might be new here, my name is Deborah and I'm a faith-based content creator. I make content sharing all about the goodness of God and my journey with the Lord to encourage you on your journey with Him, because it's not easy. The enemy is truly prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And I feel like we can really see that in our generation and in this day and age. So we need to be reminded of the truth of God's words over our lives, okay? And that is what Faith Talks is all about. So yes, it is so good to have you here. And in this week's episode, I want to speak about bitterness. I want to speak about this thing that so many of us walk around with that really, really sabotages everything that God has for us, everything that He has in store for us. Bitterness is a way of the enemy to keep us trapped and encaged in the past, pretty much. It's something that keeps us bound to the past, that makes us not able to step forward and to become the person that God has called us to be. So let's talk about this, and let's talk about how we can get out of this, how we can break free from this poison almost. It is a poison. So where does bitterness start? Where does it stem from? Where does it come from? Very often, bitterness starts at an offense. It comes from an offense, something that has happened in the past where we were treated unjustly, where somebody did something to us that we did not deserve, something happened to us that we did not deserve. So this can be an offense from other people, but also from God. Let's be honest. Sometimes we feel like He's allowed us to walk a path in life that we did not deserve. Or sometimes things come on us when it's related to health or finances, job-wise, family-wise. Things come on us in this world. We will have trouble. Life happens to us, right? But I think that if we're honest with ourselves, very often we take that as an offense from the Lord. We take that from God of, Lord, I don't deserve this. How could you let this have happened to me? So bitterness very often comes from an offense. And also, I can see that it also sometimes comes when our expectations aren't met and we start to feel bitter over what never was, I guess, or over this idea that we have in our heads of how it should have gone, and then it goes another way. And that's that disconnect between the two is where bitterness gets birthed then. Bitterness then attracts resentment, jealousy, all of these nasty emotions that come with it then start to become a part of us. And the way I see it, bitterness is kind of like a filter. It is a filter that no matter what happens, you will always see that the glass is half empty. Always. When a person is bitter, they could get $1 million today, but they will still be upset that it's not $10 million. I could give you a trip to the Bahamas, but you'll be upset that it's not a trip to Egypt. I don't know, something like that. You know, there's always going to be something that's like, oh, well, it's not this though. Like $1 million is great, but it's not 10 million. Do you know what I mean? It's this glass is always half empty filter. And let's be honest, bitter people are not fun to be around. I've had some friends in my lifetime that very clearly dealt with bitterness and resentment over something. And they were not fun to be around because no matter what, they could never be happy for their friends. If one of their friends would get in a relationship, there was always something like, oh, but how can she get in a relationship? There was always something. When you're dealing with bitterness, there's always something. Enough is never going to be enough. You will never be able to see the goodness of God in your life when you're dealing with bitterness and resentment. And I just want to say off the back of this that it's valid. You have a valid reason to feel hurt and to feel done wrong by. Let's start there, okay? It's not for nothing. Something happened in your past, or you've been experiencing a disconnect between those expectations that has left you feeling this way. And let's start by saying that's valid. Jesus is with you in this. He knows that you've been disappointed along the way, that again, your expectations haven't been met, that there's a hurt somewhere, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sorry that that's happened in your life. Jesus feels for you. But that right there cannot be the poison that then keeps everything that God has for you out of your life. There's still so much to come. You can't stay here. You can't camp here because that's not what Jesus has for you. In my life, I've dealt with bitterness quite severely when it comes to my relationship with my parents. I have shared on here that my dad was never around. I don't know my dad. I don't know where he is right now. I don't know anything about him. And me and my mom don't have the best relationship either. So that
caused a root of bitterness to spring up in my heart, to the point where when friends with two parents would speak about how they were going through a difficult time at home or how they got in an argument with their mom, instead of me being a friend with them in that situation, I would say things like, oh, well, at least you have two parents. At least you have a mom that you can call. Like, it's going to be fine next week, but at least you have a mom. Oh, well, at least you have parents to argue with. And now saying these things, that's horrible, right? That's really not nice. Imagine my friends receiving that. But that is what bitterness does to us. It makes us bitter and salty and angry, and take that out on people who have nothing to do with that, just because internally we're struggling with something. And this is a journey that I'm still walking every single day, because it is not easy to not have parents to lean on or to rely on. But I cannot let that become a toxin that ruins my friendships, my relationships with other people, and what's to come. Like, the Lord is a God of restoration. God can restore these things. And this year I've really been able to walk with him in the fact that he's my father and he's my mom. He's like our mother hen who keeps the chicks underneath her wings. That's who our God is, our heavenly father. So I'm walking that journey of restoration, but that was a bitterness in my heart. I've dealt with bitterness towards the church. It's that bitterness that grows in our hearts that then shuts the door on so many blessings that the Lord has for us. How can he bless us with more if we will always see that the glass is half empty? We might want that $10 million, but how can he give that to us if we're not even content with the 1 million? When we get the 10 million, there's going to be something else. There's going to be something wrong with that 10 million as well. And let's have a look at Hebrews 12 verse 15, where it speaks about this. So in Hebrews 12 verse 15, it says, "See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." That's what a bitter root does. It causes trouble and it defiles many, not just you, but also the people around you. Again, bitter people are not fun to be around. It's like a negative cloud is constantly around people that are really basking in bitterness. And that is not what the Lord has for you. You are encaging and trapping yourself. You're sabotaging yourself left, right, and center. You're sabotaging yourself in friendships. You're sabotaging yourself in relationships, in jobs, in your finances, everywhere. And I want to read something to you that God said in response to Joshua. This is found in Joshua 7, verse 10. It's very short, but it's very important. So this is after Joshua went to war with his army against another army, and they were defeated. And Joshua was upset, rightfully so. He was upset, but he spent quite a bit of time speaking to the Lord about how upset he was and lying on the floor. And what the Lord said in response in verse 10 is, the Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. What are you doing down on your face?" This is such a short thing, but it's so significant. Stand up. I know you've been done wrong. I know this hurts. I know that. And it's valid. The Lord will never tell you that you're not allowed to feel certain emotions, whether that's anger or resentment towards him or towards other people. You are allowed. It's valid. But don't stay there. Stand up. What are you doing on your face? Get up. Get up and walk in everything that God wants you to walk in, and everything that he's called you to be. The reason that you're here on earth, you are going to live a very miserable life if you decide to stay in this place of bitterness. And it's your own choice. Through this Faith Talks, I cannot make you do anything. It's up to you. But I can truly say that as soon as you start to walk this out of, okay, Jesus, I want to get out of this cell. I want to get up. I don't want to stay on my face. That's when you will start to see the goodness of God in your life. And that's where he can start to bless you with things beyond what you can ask, think, or imagine. So how do we get over bitterness? Just a few practical things to do. First of all, we need to forgive. And this is not an easy thing. And maybe as soon as you've heard this, you're already like, no way. Let me remind you that we can forgive because God forgave us. Jesus came down and did what he did on the cross for us. He took on our punishment for something that he did not do to forgive us. That's the ultimate act of love. And as hard as it is, forgiveness really is that first step towards letting go of bitterness and resentment. And forgiving someone does not mean accepting what they did. It does not mean that you are condoning and saying that what they did is right and okay, fine. I, on my journey in bitterness towards my parents, had to forgive both my dad and my mom, mainly my dad, for being absent, because that was a main thing where I was like, no way. Like, I always compared it to planting a seed in soil. than leaving, letting somebody else take care of the flower. And once it's all bloomed, you come back and say, hey, that's my flower. That's my, I was like, this is not my father. He doesn't know anything about me. But I had to step over that and forgive him and kind of see it as, you know what? He's just a man. And that's the thing, like forgiveness. We tie godly expectations to people, to humans. We will never be able to meet the expectations of a perfect person because perfection is only found in God. My dad is just a man. He's just a human who was also hurt along the way. That's where forgiveness starts. Forgiving, not forgetting, not condoning it. My dad left, that's not okay. But also I forgive him for what has happened. And that's still a journey that I'm walking out. But just me being able to speak about this without crying shows that the Lord is doing work within me for which I'm so grateful. And if it's really hard to forgive someone, then pray for them. Bring that before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I find it hard to forgive this person right now. I don't know what to pray for them, but will you be with them? Will you be with me in this situation? Bringing it before the Lord and being honest. If you cannot forgive this person right now, then to ask Jesus to help you get to that place. He's always there. The Holy Spirit is always with us. He's our helper. That is what he's here to do on this earth, to help us so we can tap into that. The next step towards breaking those chains and uprooting bitterness, and I think this is a very, 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 very big one, is to grieve what never was. And this is like, we need to grieve this disconnection between expectation and reality. We have an image in our heads of, for example, we should have been married by now. I should have had this many kids by now. That is your expectation versus reality. God's plan has panned out differently. That disconnect is where bitterness starts to grow. But right now you need to sit down with the Lord and you need to start grieving what never was. Again, when it comes to people letting us down and having that offense somewhere, I'm just going to use my parents again as an example. I love my parents. You know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be on this earth, even though it's been a tough journey. But I have to, and I'm currently still walking through this, I have to grieve the version of my parents that I've created in my head. For example, my mom and I don't have a good relationship. And I look to my friends who are able to call their moms every single day and go through all of these milestones with their moms because their moms are interested in that. I have created a version of my mom that kind of lives up to that of what I see around me, but that was never my mom. That's never who she was. And it's because of that disconnect that I'm constantly disappointed, that I constantly feel that offense, that I constantly feel that bitterness in my heart. I need to grieve the version that I've created in my head of her, and I need to start seeing and accepting her for who she is. We need to grieve the versions of people, the versions of events, the version of our lives that we've created in our heads, and start walking and living in reality. And walking and living in reality and walking through that with the Lord will allow you to walk in to that above and beyond what you can ask, think, or imagine. Because right now you might be like, oh, my life is nothing, nowhere near my imagination. My life is much worse. When actually the life that God has for you is even better than that reality you've created in your mind. It's even better than what you can ask, think, or imagine right now. Maybe you hear this and you're like, that's impossible. Let the Lord do what only he can do. Even though certain deadlines for you, deadlines, quote, quote, that you've created have passed. Even though you're not married right now. Even though you don't have kids. The Lord knows that. Lay that down. Lay the bitterness and the disappointment because of that down. And let the Lord walk you into what he actually has for you. The next thing in order to let go of bitterness is that you have to stop comparing. And this kind of goes with grieving what never was, but you have to stop comparing your life to other people around you. Because again, that disconnect is where bitterness will start to be birthed. Oh, they have a family though. They have kids. They have this amount of money in the bank. They have these job opportunities. Okay, that's great because they're on their individual journey with the Lord. But you are on your own. And if we constantly compare, then we're basically saying that God is not doing a good job with us. And I know it's hard to understand when there's certain desires in your hearts of things that haven't happened yet. But you need to know, this is like the main thing, that God is a good God. He's a good father. He is such a good father who loves you so much. Even though these things have not happened yet, he knows the desires that he's placed on your heart, and he knows the things that he wants to birth through you. Sometimes it is because of those things that have not happened yet that God's glory will be revealed through your life because it seemed like it was overdue in the world, quote, quote. But then people will be able to look at your life and say, wow, what a beautiful thing has God done in your life that you weren't married, you didn't have kids, but then all of a sudden, within a year, so many things started to come together. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it's because of those things that haven't happened that the Lord is able to reveal his power so much more, and that out of that bitterness, out of those ashes, beauty can come beyond our imagination, only because of what the Lord can and will do in our lives. So those are the 3 points that I want to give you today to get over that bitterness. First one, forgive and pray. Pray for this person. Forgive them. If you're not able to, then ask the Lord in to help you. He will help you. The Holy Spirit is your helper. Second, grieve what never was. This is a hard one. This is a process. But as long as you have that disconnect and you're holding on to what never was, you won't be able to walk out of bitterness, because your heart is in a lock almost. It's like in a cage. You are in a cage. And the last one is to stop comparing to other people, other people's lives, other people's journeys. You are on your individual journey with God. And as soon as you accept that of, okay, we're in this together, we're walking on a journey, I trust you, I promise you that you will start to see the fruits. You will start to see the blessings all around you. You need to take off those glasses, that perspective of the glasses always half empty. You need to take that off. Until you take that off, you will never be able to see the goodness of God. And I know that that sounds quite harsh, but it's the truth. God did not create you to stay down on the floor with your face in the sand. He said, get up, look me in the eye, my child. Let me know what's bothering you, and let's walk this out together. He wants to take you by the hand and break you out of that cell of bitterness, because that's never where you were meant to stay. So I just want to end this off again by saying that the offense that you felt in your past is valid. I feel for you. I'm sorry that happened to you. Jesus is sorry that's happened to you. In this world, we will have trouble. We're facing injustice. Things are not fair. It is not fair in this world right now, but we are walking with the one who is just, who is fair. So as soon as you run into his arms, he can comfort you. He will take care of you, and he will say, okay, shall we walk into what I have for you? Are you ready? Will you take me by the hand? Will you come with me to walk on this adventure that I have lined out for you? The Lord knows your desires. The Lord has placed a lot of the desires of your heart there. He knows what it is that you long for. So trust him. Trust him with that today, okay? Trust him with your heart. Those roots of bitterness, there's no better gardener than God to start shoveling and digging those out, okay? And replacing them with some beautiful flowers and beautiful plants that he wants to place in your heart. So today I pray that over you, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will see those roots of bitterness dug up, and that you will start to see God's goodness, him speaking to you every single day, and that you will be able to walk into the joy of the Lord, that his peace may rest upon you, and that everything will start to have color again. Bitterness kind of makes life black and white and very sad and very gray, but the Lord wants you to live in a world full of colors. He wants you to dance on the playground of life with him, with Jesus. Take him by the hand and dance through life, okay? That is what I pray over you right now in Jesus' mighty name. I really pray that this has been a blessing somehow, that you've been able to take something away from this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I hope that you'll be back again next week. Have a blessed week coming up. The Lord is with you. You are not alone. And I'll be back again very, very soon. Maybe this time that's what I get. For one and two.